The Art of Work, Section 20. So I turned away from searching out wisdom and knowledge, only to discover that folly leads to sin and foolishness to madness. My life became more bitter than death, for I was trapped in a relationship with a person whose heart was a snare and whose hands were chains. Only the wise may find a way to escape, the fool be caught. Here's what I discovered as I went from one person to another to find what my soul longed for. In the multitude of men and women I met, I found only one who was virtuous, and I came to this conclusion. Although God created mankind righteous, his people have pursued many schemes. I've been asked why my translation of Kohelet sounds different in this section. Others say something like, I found one upright man among 1,000, but not one upright woman among them all. This is actually a more accurate word-for-word translation, but in our current culture, that wording is a lightning rod, and people jump right into arguing if Kohelet was sexist and hated women. It always amazes me how one short sentence can be ripped from its context and made to say something the author never intended. This is especially true for words from the Bible, and each word, even the English translated ones, are now endued with special powers that enable any word to stand alone as pure truth. This is what makes it so easy for any quack that comes along to piece together words and phrases to prove whatever they are trying to convince others is so important. Some years ago, I wrote about this in an article called The Forest for the Trees, which is also available as a podcast on my website. In this particular section, Kohelet is simply making the point that of all the people he had met, only one turned out to be virtuous. There was only one person he felt he could really trust. He realized that this was a very rare person, and to prove that, he used the ratio 1 out of 1,000. It happened to be a man, but for the ratio to have its impact, it does not matter if the 1 person of 1,000 was a man or a woman. The point is that the other 999 let him down. And this, he says, is a reality under the sun. What we must come to grips with is that although we are all searching for soul-satisfying relationships, we ourselves are most likely in the 999 camp. And the people we are in relationship are likely all there as well. With the knowledge of good and evil within us and the pressure of death upon us, we are all inclined to act in our own interest, to the detriment of others around us. We are a race of schemers, and we use our intelligence to plan and manipulate to get what we want. For Kohelet, this is a reality of life under the sun, and it makes the concepts of wisdom and forgiveness even more relevant. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. You'll find my website at artofwork.ca, where we bring ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.